Almost 2 years into the pandemic, an easing of COVID restrictions in one of the state's hardest hit. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced he would lift the statewide mask mandate in schools.
We're not going to manage COVID to zero. We have to learn how to live with COVID as we move from a pandemic to the endemic phase of this virus.
In neighboring New York, these were the scenes just a month ago when it was the epicenter of the Omicron variant spread. People waiting hours for a test. Today, that is no longer the case. Here in New York, exactly 1 month ago, 90,000 people a day were testing positive for COVID. Today, that number has dropped to less than 8,000 a day. And the positivity rate, a key COVID indicator, was a sky-high 21%. Now, that has dropped to less than 5%. Nationwide, COVID cases down over 60%. Hospitalizations down over 40%. Health experts say the decline of cases of the highly infectious Omicron variant have little to do with vaccines.
A much greater proportion of the population becomes infected over a shorter time period. And when that happens, it more quickly can run out of people to infect.
The death toll is going in the opposite direction. On average, 2,500 people a day in the U.S. are dying from COVID, much higher than most other developed countries.
Compared to our European partners or even to Canada and the U.K., we have extraordinarily low vaccination rates and even lower rates of boosters. And that's a really important explanation for the increased death rates in the United States.
In a country quickly recovering from the Omicron variant, but not the lives it is still taking, a number that now stands at more than 900,000. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, New York.